Exclusive, Mike Cernovich, The Left is Pushing Genocide Against Christians. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 11, 2022. Mike Cernovich spoke to Breitbart News Daily host and editor-in-chief Alex Marlow about the radical pro-abortion protests taking place, Elon Musk's Twitter takeover, and the American left who worship communists and are pushing genocide against Christians. Marlow opened the segment discussing the recent protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices in the aftermath of Justice Samuel Alito's leaked draft indicating the court would overturn Roe v. Wade. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mike Cernovich, May 10, 2022. Cernovich noted that the protests aren't too organic and do more harm than good to Democrats. The Democrats don't want these people because remember, these protests aren't organic, he said. I've been watching a number of people on Twitter meltdown. The left people because Biden's not talking about it or because he's talking about inflation or gas prices or anything else, he added. So this is all a bad issue for Democrats. I don't know if you saw people going into church, Catholic churches, wrapping masks and stuff. This is all bad for them. Cernovich described the United States abortion laws as barbaric and gruesome compared to the rest of the world. The big misconception of abortion is that it's a hugely popular issue. Actually, abortion after the first trimester is hugely unpopular. They have to keep spinning that to deceive people. But abortion isn't a population around the rest of the world, especially after the first trimester. It seems pretty barbaric. Our abortion practices in America are gruesome compared to the rest of the world. The conversation switched gears to Elon Musk's upcoming takeover of Twitter when Marlow asked Cernovich for his outlook on the acquisition. Cernovich maintained skepticism and highlighted the EU's recent attempt to lobby Musk to change his perspective on Twitter's speech policies. The answer is that if you're facing certain death, and then there's an alternative pathway, that isn't certain death that you're optimistic, right, he said. That means that the other path is gonna lead you by the thing, but yeah. There's two paths, one with Elon, the one without Elon was certain death, the one that I don't know. We'll see. But the EU's lobbying him, some EU honcho went over to Texas already and is trying to intimidate an American citizen, he added. Marlow said that anything is better than the previous regime of Twitter, but did not praise Musk either. After talking about Twitter, the conversation switched to the upcoming midterm elections, where Cernovich anticipates the Dremowakers will take a trouncing. The pair Pennsylvania's highly contested Republican Senate primary, which is in a three-way tie between Mehmet Oz, Kathy Barnett, and Dave McCormick. Cernovich criticized former President Donald Trump's endorsement of Oz and said the former president's discipline within the conservative movement is lacking. He suggested Trump should have endorsed Barnett. Cernovich said, "You have a primary where you have somebody, Kathy, who was original MAGAWAS. That was a hard thing to be right. In 2016 when it was very, very hard to be a Trump supporter, she was before he won the primary. When he won, she's been there from day one. And then what's Trump do? Oh, I'll endorse the TV guy, right? Who votes in the elections of foreign countries and supports lockdowns. And it does a video where shoot the gun and you're thinking this guy ever held a gun before, oh but now he's a Second Amendment guy, he did a trans kids special 12 years ago. Just get real. So as much as you got to worry about the left. Attacks on the left. I think that a lot of his discipline within the conservative movement is lacking. You need to just say like you don't endorse Dr. Oz when you have someone else at this caliber who you can endorse. And this is a problem that I found myself very often getting attacked for saying things that should be obvious to people." To conclude, Marlow asked Cernovich for his thoughts on Florida's recent education agenda, where the state mandates students learn about communist atrocities in school. Cernovich lauded the move and called out communists for attacking Christianity. Florida's running the playbook that Trump and then Republicans should have, which is the left worship communists, they worship death, Cernovich said. Tucker Carlson is finally talking about how communism was fundamentally an attack with Christianity. When you look at Marxism, whether it's in Cambodia or China, or during the Spanish so-called revolution, and that's a whole other historical farce that we've been taught, he concluded. Communism is anti-Christian and genocidal, and that's what the left in America is pushing, genocide against Christians. Get it together, people.